Worcester Culture Watch, a podcast connecting you with the local culture scene in Worcester. Arts, entertainment, music, and more.
Worcester Culture Watch from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
And welcome to Worcester Culture Watch. This is Victor Infante. I'm the entertainment editor at the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. I'm here today with entertainment reporter Richard Duckett. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Victor.
And somewhere hiding off in the wings is reporter Craig Seaman, but we're not going to talk to him today. We've only got two microphones. So what we've got going on today here, Richard, tell us what you've got on the cover of Go this week.
Well, Victor, Johnny Mathis, at 82 years old, is coming to the Hanover Theatre for a show on June 16th. He'll be with a 23-piece orchestra, and of course he'll be reprising some of his great hits from the 50s and 60s, such as Misty, Chances Are. And he also has a new album out, The Great New American Songbook, which is quite an interesting record, and he'll be doing some songs from that as well.
I hope so, because I listened to The Great New American Songbook, and it's one of those albums that's in the tradition. I think Johnny Cash really is the one that kind of popularized the modern era of it with songs that are very recent. But Johnny Mathis doing Adele's Hello is actually really, really, really interesting. It's really good. And a couple other songs I gotta admit I was a little dodgy on. Him doing Happy by Pharrell Williams didn't seem quite in his wheelhouse. But right. Some of the songs, and I think his version of Leonard Cohen's Alleluia is beautiful, but we don't need another cover of Alleluia.
Yes, I would agree with that. But I mean, well, for Johnny Mathis fans, I'm sure it's a pleasure to hear him again and revisiting these recent songs.
Definitely, and I think his voice was beautiful. I mean, even on the songs I didn't like, that was what really struck me, how little of his range seems to be gone. I mean, he still seems to have pretty much that same tone and tenor, which a lot of older singers don't manage to hold on to. So I was really kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, and it's well produced. He had Clive Barnes producing it, co-producing it. So he has a good team there at Columbia Records. Oh, where he's been since 1956.
Wow, that's a long time on one label. Hardly anybody does that anymore.
Right.
But yeah, so it's funny because he's really one of a number of artists that have, I don't know what you would call them, retro in quotations, legacy acts, some of these old standards that have been by, that have been through Worcester in recent years, or they're here or nearby in Indian
Ranch.
Well,
recent weeks.
Yeah.
Just recently, we had Engelbert Humperdinck at the Hanover. We had William Shatner in a different milieu, of course, but he was there a few weeks ago. So all three of them, Mathis included, are well over 80. Mm. Other acts we've had recently at the Hanover include Gordon Lightfoot, 79, Air Supply, or in the late 60s.
I was there for that one.
There are a lot of these around. They're not just coming to Worcester, of course. They're on tour, and they're all over the place.
And it's funny, because, you know, sometimes you see the people, we'll announce these shows, and you'll see the people on Facebook make kind of catty comments, because that is what people on Facebook do. But, you know, the concert out of those that I saw was Air Supply, and I was prepared to just be miserable through the whole thing. And I was seeing something that was actually kind of magic. There was this sense that they love this music so much, and the audience loved the music so much, and they were all so very earnest in it that it was kind of beautiful to behold. And they were playing and singing very, very well. So it's funny, because you get the idea that there's something sort of, people have this assumption that there's something sort of washed up about these musicians, and that's not really the case.
No, well, I think you have to take it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
there are some musicians, singers out there who I think are doing it for the money because they got ripped off earlier in their careers. Others are out there doing it for the love of it because they've always enjoyed performing and still want to perform. I think that's the case with Johnny Mathis. Some still have something to add to their repertoire. I remember seeing the Moody Blues a couple of years ago, and it was interesting to hear how they handled Nights in White Satin at the age of 16, late 60s, early 70s, when they a song they would first sang at the appropriate age of about 21. But, I mean, Justin Haywood, he gave it a new interpretation that proved to be very interesting.
Yeah, and I saw much the same with Indian Ranch, actually, with Huey Lewis. And Huey Lewis and the News, and first off, that backing band is spectacular. I know he's taking time off touring right now because he's been ill, but he was a master at covering up how his voice had changed. He knew the right moment to clip the song before he would have to reveal that he couldn't hit that high note anymore. He knew when to turn it over to the audience before he had to stretch too terribly far. And it was just the sheer showmanship that went into having to adjust to your body changes, your voice changes. If you understood what you were watching, it was spectacular. And if you didn't understand what you were watching, you didn't notice it at all.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Diana Ross. She still had plenty to offer when she was at the Hanover Theater in 2011, 2014. So, as I say, others, well, I mean, there is a danger that some of these acts can become traveling museum exhibitions.
I got into a lot of trouble when I reviewed Journey in Asia at the DCU Center. And I referred to Asia as dusty and too reverent. and I think that was the extent of my criticism, really. And I was tarnished and feathered across the internet for that.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's unfortunate. But, I mean, some people go to these things quite happy to see a museum exhibition.
Exactly.
They can say, well, I went to see so-and-so, and that's something I'll always remember.
Well, and it's funny, because I really didn't have that same feeling on that same bill with Journey. I felt Journey felt very fresh and energetic, and possibly because they have a different lead singer who's only been doing it for 15 years, and not for, you know, 40. But there's this sense that you can tell the difference of when they're still performing to perform sake and for out of a love and joy of what they do, and when it's sort of a museum piece, as we say.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and it helps when they infuse some new voices into the band. A lot of these bands, all of the bands that come, they'll have the name, for example, the Beach Boys, but really it's just two old members of the group supplemented by younger musicians and even singers. It's sort of really half a tribute group to their own group.
Indeed. And I don't want to get the... I know sometimes it's easy to give the impression, especially since these are the biggest names that come to town, so these are the acts that we will pay the most attention to. We're going to be very excited to talk to somebody like Johnny Mathis, because he's a recognizable name. He's going to move papers. People want to read him. That doesn't mean that the acts that aren't as famous are any less important. In fact, many of them are extraordinary musicians and extraordinarily vital. And it's funny because we always get the Facebook trolls who come at us and say, well, why isn't anybody interesting come to town? Why isn't there anybody good come to town? And my response is, well, are you paying attention? Because there's lots of good musicians coming.
Yeah, it depends what your interest is in.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of classical music, Music Worcester has this past season brought in several younger performers who are really making names for themselves. I mean, Simone Dinnerstein, the pianist, Cameron Carpenter, the organist, the violinist Irina Murasanu, who has a fascinating new album out. These are all younger names who are really cutting it up in the world of classical music, and Music Worcester brought them all in, and it was a very good season.
Mm-hmm. And WICN is of course bringing in Grace Kelly again for Jazz at Sunset coming up soon. There's some really interesting.
Yeah, I don't think she's coming this summer.
Isn't that this summer? Am I mistaken?
But Jazz at Sunset is returning. She kicked it off last year.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
I apologize if I completely lost my memory on when things are happening.
But yeah, Jazz at Sunset is returning for a couple of concerts.
I know the James Montgomery Blues Band is playing with it. I know there's another show, and I can't recall off the top of my head who's playing at it. But it's funny because I was really struck by the change in booking recently at the Palladium.
Yeah, yes. They spent quite a lot of money renovating the Palladium, and it was closed for a few months, and then it reopened last September. And they still want to bring in heavy metal, which has been a staple there for a few years. But they have been bringing more country acts in, and more mainstream acts.
And much more hip-hop, too, actually.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And so that they're trying to expand the base for that.
Yeah, I noticed coming up in October, Modest Mouse is playing there, which was, they've been out for a good decade now. But that's really the first of that generation of indie rock bands that has made its way to the Palladium in this sort of new order. And they're not a band we would have seen there just a few years ago. So I'm finding that kind of exciting that there's new voices making their way in this neat, interesting mix. But I think there's always going to be people that are disappointed that they're not going to see Bruce Springsteen at the DCU Center.
Yes, well, a few years ago, you might have done. When the Worcester Centrum first opened, they were bringing in some of the top names in the business, The Who, for example, and many more, Garth Brooks, I remember going to see. But that coincided with a time when the Boston Garden was going through a decline and then closed for renovations. Mm-hmm. But now is reopened, and they're getting the top acts, really. Although
another sports venues are
I mean, Bruno Mars is going to be there. We're not getting Bruno Mars here,
but we did get Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
not too terribly long. Or Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, but I mean, the interesting thing is if you look at the Boston Garden, we're talking about retro acts and the veteran acts. If you look at the lineup there, they've got Paul Simon coming, Elton John coming, Fleetwood Mac. So we're back to where we started.
And two of those are ostensibly finale tours, and one of his tour.
I believe that when I see it.
But if Fleetwood Mac does not self-destruct before that concert happens.
Well, I think they already are, but they've always bounced back.
Exactly. But no, it's funny because you're just going to find these. There's more recording artists out there since the 50s. Now we've got 50 years, 60 years of recording artists that are all. We're at an interesting moment where they're pretty much all still touring. Mm-hmm. You got some of the original rock and rollers out of the 50s to brand new acts. And maybe not the biggest aren't coming to Worcester, but if you look through our calendar on Go section or on Sunday on the Act section, there are a really wide range from old standbys like Johnny Mathis to shows like the Thought Bomb at Ralph's Rock Diner with Jacqueline Francis and Bibi Hanson. That's, I mean, those are kind of punk rock underground legends, really. And the Groovalatos of all Grammy nominated blues band playing at Beatniks of all places. There's a lot out there, and I think people just need to scratch a little under the surface to find it.
Yeah, there is. There's something for everybody. I mean, some of it is not. Some of it can be a bit cliquish. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong with being in a clique if you enjoy it, and you can certainly find these venues and place and acts. Yeah, and Worcester gets big names. There is something for everybody, and a great, as I say, classical music scene that tends to get underestimated and underrated, bringing in great orchestras as well as some of the younger musicians I was talking about.
Excellent. Well, I think on that note, we're going to wrap it up. So thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Worcester Culture Watch. Our music, as always, was composed by DJ Manipulator. For more arts, entertainment, and culture news, please visit the Go section on Thursdays and the Act section on Sundays in the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.